Hi, everybody. I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. It's the LCJ Q&A. Joining me is Tony Leondis, the director of the Emoji Movie in theaters July 28th. Tony, how you doing?
Jackson, how's it going?
I'm great. You know, I saw the movie, and I gotta ask you right off the bat, there's so many emojis out there. There's so many emojis in this movie. How did you narrow down all of the emojis that exist into the characters you use for the film?
You know, it was really a hard choice because there's so many emojis in the world, as you said. So we picked, you know, we had to pick our favorite 250. So we have 250 emojis in the movie, which is a huge cast for an animated movie. That's a lot of characters to build. Mm. But we knew that if we wanted it to feel authentic, we needed all those emojis. You know, as far as the story really dictated which emojis we would use to tell the main story. And so it all started there. We started with Gene's character, who's played by the brilliant T.J. Miller, and, you know, we kind of wrote the part for him. It's an emoji who has every expression, and he can't help but show it, and that's just so T.J. And it started from there.
Wow. And did you, for some of the research for the movie, did you talk with some app experts, some cell phone experts, as far as getting some authentic flavor for the film?
Yes, absolutely we did. We had an emoji expert who was a professor at Berkeley. He came in. We talked to people at Sony, you know, manufacturing about what phones are going to be, what's it going to be like. That's one of the reasons why we did this movie in 2 years, which is very short for an animated movie, because technology changes so quickly, we knew we had to get it out there fast. So, yes, wow. We did a lot of research. And a lot of our research was just pulling up our emoji set on our phones and just staring at those darn emojis all day.
And so much of the fun of this movie is seeing the characters go through these different apps. And I wonder, how did you get the rights to Just Dance, Candy Crush, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube? You use so many in this film. How did you get the rights to them?
Yeah, you know, it was a thrill because the apps really, all those places really wanted to be a part of it when we pitched the story. And, you know, when we decided on the apps, it all had to do with the character's emotional journey. Because as we know, Jackson, as you know, in movies, and your listeners know, it's about that character growth and how the characters change throughout the journey that make it the most satisfying, at least to me. And I think in the best animated movies, that's what they do. So every app had to challenge our main character's flaws and bring up the central question of the movie, which is all about identity. And so each character goes through it. So Candy Crush is about Gene facing his worst fear of being deleted. Just Dance, he expresses himself for the first time, and for the first time, the world doesn't look down on him for it. In fact, they love him for it, and he starts to feel okay. So each one we specifically designed to help the characters grow. But as far as the apps, they were lovely about it. They really wanted to be a part of it. We had to turn apps away because so many people wanted to be a part of it, which was fun.
Wow. And one of my favorite scenes in the film was the firewall scene, because everybody, when they're at their computers trying to put in a password and trying to remember it, gets so frustrated when it comes to that. You captured that really nicely.
I'm glad you could feel my frustration through that sequence.
Oh, gosh. I can never remember my passwords. It takes forever.
I know, and you have to keep changing them, which is worse.
Yeah. Oh, crazy. And in the promotion for this movie, and I was visiting my cousin recently, my little 8-year-old cousin's daughter, and she was like, "We're number two. We're number two." She loves the poop emoji. How did you get Sir Patrick Stewart to voice the poop emoji?
I have no idea how we got him. You know what it is? He has a wicked sense of humor. That's how we got him. We think of him as Professor X, the benevolent leader of the outcasts and the father figure, or Captain Picard. You know, we think of him, but he really has a long legacy of comedy that we don't get to see, or the Shakespearean. Like, I once flew to New York just to see him in a play and flew back, his one-man show, A Christmas Carol. He's just such a fine actor. People don't see that side of him. He has a wicked sense of humor. He got it right away, and he said yes immediately. It was such a thrill. Israel, I was so nervous meeting him for the first time, and he couldn't be more lovely and down to earth.
Yeah, he has the best lines in the movie, I gotta tell you. Cracking up at the screening yesterday, he's got the best lines. Tony, do you remember the first emoji you ever used in a text message?
Whoa, Jackson, that is a good question. The first one I ever used, I would probably, you know what, I don't remember. Isn't that awful? Making this movie, I used the nervous face emoji a lot because we made it in 2 years. So there was a lot of like, oh my gosh, how are we going to get that sequence locked and into production by next week? Nervous face, nervous face, nervous face. But now I'm using sunglasses a lot because it's like, okay, the work is done. It's chill. It's time to chill. So, yeah.
Yes, chill. It's coming out. Relax. Nice. Very good.
Exactly.
So which of the emoji characters, you talk about identity and identifying with characters, which emoji character in the movie would you say you identify with the most?
I would say Gene. I would say the character of Gene growing up different. And I think, you know, I think kids all feel different no matter who they are. I think in today's world, I think the idea of other and exclusion and being afraid of differences, I think unfortunately that's something that's rearing its ugly head in today's world. And so that's what I wanted to kind of make the bigger allegory about. But for me, I grew up a gay kid. My dad's a Greek Orthodox priest. I always felt a little different. I always felt a little other. And then I realized everyone feels other. Even if you're black or Muslim or Mexican or Jewish or Christian, everyone feels other. And I think that's the universal story. And then you realize, hopefully you grow up and realize you're okay just as you are. And we're all the same at the end of the day. We're all the same.
That's so powerful, Tony. I hope everybody out there appreciates that. That was very, very nice. You just had World Emoji Day out there helping with the promotion for this movie. How did you celebrate World Emoji Day? Tell me about some of those activities.
Boy, did we celebrate World Emoji Day. It started on Good Morning America, and Maya Rudolph got interviewed and Patrick Stewart. Then they were on the Today Show, and Jake Austin was there, and they were being interviewed. Then we all went to the Empire State Building, where Jake and Maya and Patrick, everyone, we flicked the light, and it turned yellow. The Empire State Building was actually yellow last night for emojis, which was amazing. And then we went to the Stock Exchange, the New York Stock Exchange, and rang the final bell. So that is kind of an amazing day. And then we had a big party at Saks Fifth Avenue. They had all these new windows with fashion designers like Alex Wu, who designed for Michelle Obama, and all these designers, Jason Wu, excuse me, designed all and these amazing windows. So, and we had, it was a pretty good day, Jackson. I'm not going to lie. It was a pretty good day.
Yeah, I think a lot of people out there were seeing not only that promotion, but we're celebrating with so many emojis out there. I know I was putting up some emojis for seeing the movie on World Emoji Day, which I liked doing. So, Tony, if you're not really an emoji user, should you still see the emoji movie, and what are those kind of people going to get out of the emoji movie?
Yes. I mean, you know, it's like you know, I guess it's like any animated movie. You don't necessarily need to love emojis to love this movie, because the themes throughout the movie are much bigger and more powerful than just emojis. I always tell people always ask, why are emojis so popular? Why does everyone love emojis? And for me, I know it's corny, but I'm a corny guy. It's in this world of technology, the human heart has found a way to connect.
Well, Tony Leondis, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. Everybody, go check out The Emoji Movie. It's in theaters July 28th. I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson for the LCJQNA.